Our third set of special memories was contributed by Barry Harvey of Helsden. Here is Tony to tell us about Saturday mornings at the pictures.
It was Saturday morning in the mid-1950s. My friend Tony and I were on our way to enjoy the treat of the week. Saturday morning pictures at the Odeon Cinema, then in Botolph Street in Norwich. We each had 90 old pennies in our pockets, threepence was for a lollipop during the interval, and sixpence was to get in. Although older people would tell us that in their day, children could get in for a rabbit skin or a jam jar. We walked through Cat and Fiddle Yard, past the cart horses and across Magdalen Street. On our return, there would be a kind policeman to see us safely back across, although the traffic was much less in those days. We then walked down a dirt track, through a side gate and across the Odeon Yard to join the queue of expectant children. Once inside, we were directed to our seats, ready to join in the singing, which we did before the show began. The words were projected onto the screen, and an MC led us in singing songs such as B-R-U-A-M-A-S, Brumus, a polar bear recently born in London Zoo, and I See the Moon, She's Coming Round the Mountain, and John Brown's Body. We liked that one, because we all sang our own words, much to the feigned annoyance of the MC. Our version of the chorus went, "Glory, glory, hallelujah, teacher hit me with the ruler, the old man hit me with the frying pan, and his soul goes marching on." Times have changed. During the singing, the MC had a mirror by which he would reflect light onto some lucky children who would then receive a free lolly. Finally, we stood up and sang the national anthem. And then the show would begin with a cartoon in Technicolor. We enjoyed Tweety Pie, Bugs Bunny, Popeye, and many others. This was followed by a short documentary in black and white, as was the rest of the programme. Next came the serial. Pirates, cowboys, and spacemen, such as Flash Gordon, held us enthralled as each episode ended in a cliffhanger. The hero perhaps would fall over a cliff, leaving us to wait for next week's episode, which would show him grabbing a bush and clambering back up, or something similar. We then had an interval to get our lollipops or visit the loo. At the sound of Shirley Temple singing "The Good Ship Lollipop," we would hurry back to our seats, ready for the main picture. This was often a cowboy film starring Hopalong Cassidy, which was accompanied by boos and cheers in the appropriate places. As we left the cinema after the show and back into the real world, we would be looking forward to next Saturday's treat.
Thank you, Tony,